For I dwell in the dungeons of despair, the deep, dark places of hopelessness, according to natural hope. I've shackled myself to you in your trial, in your burden, says the Spirit of grace. For I, the Lord, who has redeemed you, has also stepped back into dark places with you, says the Spirit of grace. For I've not sent the trial that has come to try you. That battles every moment of hope. But hope against hope, says the Spirit of grace. Know this, as I said in the Psalms, I'll make your bed. I'll comfort you and raise you up. Know this, that I've shackled myself to you as a prisoner of your faith to bring you forth, that the position that I paid the price for, together you and I will come out of this. Stand fast in hope, knowing that I will never leave you nor forsake you, says the Spirit of the Lord. I dwell in dark places to bring those whose cheek is against the earth and only are tasting the dust of despair. Mine is not a high and lofty place or party spirit, but I love to dwell with the hurting. I love to dwell with those in despair, that I may bring them forth and cause them to stand in a place of strength and hope, says the Spirit of grace. So know this, there's light in the darkness. There's promise. Hold to my promise. Hold to my promise. It is life and health to your marrow, to your bones, and to your navel of your flesh. All that you have is based upon my word, says the Spirit of grace. Hope against hope. I'll bring you forth, says the Spirit of grace. I've shackled myself to you in the dungeons of despair, that you and I together would hope against hope and come forth in life and light in everything that I provided for you, says the Spirit of grace. Maybe we'll come up here and just worship together in a little bit. I met at a point in my life, and I don't want to describe something to elevate myself and put myself above. I believe he's calling this many of you to put yourself in the same boat. Don't put me up. Put yourself there. Because even if it's a little bit, then it's a lot towards going to that place. We've got to have this, people. this outpouring. I can't live without it. Honestly, I'd just rather go to heaven. Just go ahead. If you ever go into it enough, you'll be people that look at you, even other Christians, they'll say, they're giving up a lot. You find out if you go in, you're the one with the advantage. You're not giving up anything. Some, they'll look at you and say, oh, they're so committed. And they live in a, sometimes they'll say, they don't even live in the real world. This is the real world I'm living in. No. This created that. If you'll put your toes in it and get over into it just a little bit, it doesn't matter where you're at in life or what your station is, it'll accentuate it, it'll accelerate it, it'll make all things new. Revivalist, that's a term we kind of use around here. It's those who are looking to sell their bodies or sell out and give their bodies. Romans 12, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. Oh, I hate the devil because he mystiques things and puts things when people don't look to the author of their faith. He'll put that up there so big they'll think, I can't do that. I can't as a mommy. I can't as a working person. I can't do this based on... You can. You can. But it's a place of surrender. And I wrote not long ago, there's a universe between what he requires me and what he requires of you. But what has he said to you? What do you mean, what has he said? When have you sat down and said, Holy Spirit, what's my part? What's my place? Yes, sir. He said to us right then in that tongue, I'll interpret it. Pray the mysteries. Oh, I won't ask for a show of hands, but I pray to God that we have habitual mystery prayers. That you pray so much in tongues that you don't even know. Now, I'm not asking you to embarrass yourself in the world, but you should just be praying the mysteries. It takes away nothing from your computer skills, your work. Pray the mysteries. Continue to pray. Because it accentuates and brings you in. Revivalists are... to the world and even to much of the church become weirdos. Not weirdos like... can't say that, you can't do that, you can't. Life has never been more fun in that sense of the word, enjoyable for me. But your taste buds, your spiritual and your taste buds change what you have to have as an emotional things before. You don't have to. And that's where it seems like you're weird in the sense of the word. It's not commanded. You want to spend time with him. Come on, help me, somebody. Lift up your hands and magnify. We love you, Jesus. We're going somewhere as a church, as a group. Malachi di ole sinia don deliverisque la catoto. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. book of Exodus. You've heard this story before. Where's it at? 23? I don't know. Someplace in there. Moses was giving the commandments of those that would sell themselves into slavery to settle a debt. They had a tradition that if you're bankrupt, you're just starving, you could go to a rich man and you could appeal to him and say, all I can give you is my body, my time. But if you'll take me in and my family, then I'll serve you. I'll work your fields, I'll feed your animals, I'll do whatever, but you feed us. And they would take him in. But Moses gave a commandment that at the end of whoever was sold into slavery like that, that at the end of 7 years, his master was to turn him back, give him back his freedom. He really became a slave. But at the end of 7 years, if he came in single, if he married a wife, he was supposed to, he could take his wife and children out with him. Now, if the master gave the wife, then the master still had say so whether or not he could leave with. They would have to be. It was subject to. But of the 7 years, he could go to his master, and the master would give him his freedom. But he also gave something else. He said if at the end of 7 years, that if the slave, the servant, had come to love his master so much, and come to know him so much and trusted him as a provider and love him thoroughly, that he could come to him and say, I want to be yours forever. My freedom is provided in being yours. I'm giving my body over as a living sacrifice to you. And I find no greater freedom and selling myself and staying in your house and living under your lordship. I want to be it forever. Not 7 years, not seven times 7 years, but forever. The Lord of that house would take him and say, okay, let's do this. It was a sign to all of Israel that he would take him, the Bible says, and take him to the, I won't get off camera, but I'd like to walk over there, but Marty might follow me. He'd take him to the doorpost of the main house. This wasn't the kind of slavery where you put somebody under slavery and you mandated. This is voluntarily. The word says that they would take, of course, witnesses would watch. The community would turn out because a testimony was being given. They would take his ear, fat part of his ear, and they would take an auger, and they would auger the fat part of his ear, pierce it all the way through into the doorpost of his master's house. And then the ceremony would conclude. You're his forever, a slave unto your master. All provisions would be met by the master. All protection, all covering. What about my freedom? Your freedom is living under his house. Those of you that have become and are becoming revivalists are asking him, please, help me. Help me to take and put my ear and auger my ear to your doorpost, that I lose mine. You don't lose anything. I'd like to slap the devil in getting in people's flesh. Because they look at people when they hear me talking stuff like that, they think, oh, he's making, God bless him, he's making such a sacrifice. There's no sacrifice. You enter into a place when you begin to yield to him. There's something that comes out of heaven, out of a place. Those who turn themselves over. I love life. Man, I love my daughters, my wife, my grandkids. I'd have such a good time. But this outpouring, he's asked us, will you love the outpouring? I don't care about, I could care a rip. I don't want to say bad words. I could say, I don't care rats, but that's not nice. About big crowds, mega churches. But if we're going to get big, just in the sense of yielding ourselves. Because there's a lot of hurting people. Hallelujah. How many of you want to be part of the outpouring? Revivalists, please help me and help each other. You don't have to do a 40-day fast. You don't have to do a 10-day fast or a 3-day fast. Do what he's asking you. And if that just comes down to praying in tongues more than you ever have, let's create a river, an atmosphere. Hallelujah, Jesus. Prophecy that he gave this morning. I had no idea he was going to say that he's with us. I'm anxious to hear what it says in that. He's with you in a place of hopelessness, a dungeon of despair. He didn't create it, but he'll bring you through. Doesn't matter if it's physical, emotional, financial. There's a special place where the Lamb comes and sits down in a place of darkness with every individual that seems like they're in a place that's cut off. We worship you, Jesus. He loves to lavish his love. On us in those situations. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glorify you. Worship you, Jesus. Pray out there, streaming church, pray. continue to pray. Be very faithful. We're getting close. Let's birth this thing. Stay faithful. Let's all stand together. And after we come up here for a bit, after the, anybody that comes up here, if you want to sit, you can. You can remain seated if you like. Harry, lead this once again, and then you can go into something else. You don't have to play it. We won't be here for the next 30 minutes, I don't think, up here. But I'm asking you to come with me and stand in a solidarity type place. Come forward, if you would. Would you guys do something with this? This is what is this for? It's saying, Pastor, I want to go to a place being totally used of God. These foundational messages that I've been teaching, Jim's teaching, we're getting ready for a great harvest. Hallelujah, Jesus. Would you just lift your hands and continue to magnify the Lord? Harry, lead us in this. Let's lift it up. Let's magnify the Lord. Get to go into whatever else.
I sing praises to your name.
We love you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Praises to your name.
We worship you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord,
magnify you.
For your name.
We magnify you.
Your grace,
Jesus.
Be praised.
Worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. To you. Some prophetic prayers over you. Just magnify the Lord. Those that are watching, those that are here. We release the power of God over their lives. Bring us in, Father. Bring us in, Holy Spirit. Angels descend and angels ascend in the name of Jesus. Give us more than 12 legions of angels over this region and places where other places where people are seeking you. The multitude of angelic activity, hearkening to the voice of your word. We release angelic activity in the name of Jesus, creating atmospheres over this region, over the church. In the name of Jesus, let there be a spiritual assistance. No weapon formed against the church will prosper in the name of Jesus. Let there come a presence into the homes, a presence into the marriage, a presence over our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, turn our hearts towards the doorpost of our master. Auger our ear into the place. Call, let there be a continual call of your presence. Woo us, Lord. Woo us into your presence, we pray. Let streams and rivers of water be brought forth by multiple individuals, Lord, as women and as men bring forth their last day ministry and their call in the name of Jesus. Messenger angels, warrior angels, angels who assist, Holy Spirit, in the administration of this revival, be multiplied into this, escorting angels, taking us to and fro, bringing us into places where we're continually in a place of consciousness of the power of God. Angels that bring forth and work with the Holy Spirit in masses and individuals, working with the Holy Spirit, healing by your Holy Spirit, Father. Elaha ulehisete, yeketitie, olemasote, elekedise. Call unto me, says the Lord. I will reverse your age. I will reverse your age. Did I not say that I would renew you? By the words of your mouth, I would renew you like the eagle in the name of the Lord. I say unto you, and I prophesy to you by Holy Spirit, that he says, call unto me, and I will turn back the clock. Ola ika ote ese, yes, sir. Let it be known that I'll reverse decades. I'll turn back decades. The man that is 60 will be 30, 40. The man that is 80 will be 60, 50. Know this. It is by the words of your mouth. It is by your sayings. It is by Ola Akiete. I do not these things just to excite your flesh, but I need an army of revivalists in these last days who will raise up and give their bodies over a living sacrifice. If you will give your bodies a living sacrifice, know this, that which has been provided by my healing virtue will come in and it will bring forth healing to the internal parts of your body. It will reverse the aging process, says the Spirit of the Lord. Mahalo hore ke dice. Ne ala hoso. Viti kataka. Zonde I ala Jesus. We glorify you. We bind principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, collaborating together. Let their schemes, no weapon formed against thee will prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn, and our righteousness is of you, Lord. Our righteousness is of you. Give us these angels that work. As you said in the psalm, Lord, that they will pursue our enemies. Let them grind them to powder. Let them break off the teeth of our avengers, those spiritual ones, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor has all his saints. This is the judgment written. We bind whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Confusion, you must go. Emotional confusion. Despair, you must go. Hopelessness, you must go. Tantalizing and oppressive spirits in the home or in the lives, you must go in the name of Jesus. An army of angels is coming in. As the psalmist said, let them pursue and chase. Let their feet be found in slippery places. Let them pursue and, as the word says, persecute them. Angels, we commission you to persecute the demonic spirits that have fought revival. Chase them. Chase them. Give them no rest day or night. Chase them. Pursue them. And every moment, persecute them. Bring them into places of torment as they have come against the church. Pursue them. In the name of Jesus, in the glory like a cloud, like the morning dew, settle over our congregation and those that are part of it online. Let an atmosphere of electricity of the Holy Ghost be in our homes, our jobs, our marriages. Jesus, wake us in the night with your glory. Put us to bed in your glory. Let us see far more angels than demons. Some people are, you know, the church, listen, you should see far more, you should be far more angel conscious than demon conscious. Seeing far more, having far more intervention of angelic host. It's 2-1 odds, you know. Glorify you. Glorify you, Jesus. Presence of God. I call marriages healed. I call marriages healed. I said, I call marriages healed in the name of Jesus. I call bodies restored. Old things, death, the humdrum of death saying, I'm killing you, I'm killing you, I'm killing you. You're not going to make it. You're destroyed in the name of Jesus. You broke off, you're ground to powder, your teeth are broken out. Jesus' name. Mahalasate, let the Lion of the tribe of Judah raise up over the church. Let the Lion of the tribe of Judah raise up, bring forth the women. God, bring forth the women. Let them be prophetesses, raising up with great power. Be raised up in the name of Jesus. Makarasola karasete. Raise up your church in the women, Lord. The glory of God rest over them. Power of God. Let your anointing rest upon them. Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our children. God, bring godly seed up. The perversion of the world will not be able to touch them. Give them friends, Lord, and acquaintances, divine appointments, those that would come to try to sow something in their life. I call them cut off in the name of Jesus. Surround them with godly influence. Surround them, Lord, all through school and all through high school, all through college, in the name of Jesus. The power of God. Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Above all things, Lord. Above all things, impregnate our spirits with a desire to know you and to love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. Far above the revival, even far above signs and wonders, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Lord of the church. Oh, Lord of the church. Come in. Come in. Come in. Mahale iso rakalaso. Humble us. Not through tests and trials and tribulations, but of a willing heart. Humble us. Keep our hearts pliable. Let no pride come in. Father, I pray no backbiting will take place. Nothing in this church. Let the tongue be quiet and still. Oh, Jesus, that unity would reign in our midst. In the name of Jesus, we worship you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. That we'd humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that would be exalted. For you resist the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Jesus. For such a time as this, for such a time as this, we've been called. We've been called. We've been called. Mahalisete. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. He's here. My God, He's here. There's a presence over you. There's multiple angels in the building. Presence of the Holy Spirit. Just worship Him. Reach out to Him. And He's right. He's in the camera too. He's through the airwaves. Release the power of God. This is truth. I'm going to release the power of God. You're going to feel it right now in your home. Get ready. In the name of Jesus. Release now. Receive now. In the name of Jesus. Now. Let a wave of your glory go. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lead us, Harry. Jesus. Makorosala.